It's actually a very quiet day after the 4th of July, except for one very important economic indicator, and that is the jobs report for the month of June. The jobs report came in much better than what was expected. Most economists were looking for the economy to add 165,000 jobs in the month of June, but we're actually showing that we added 195,000 jobs in the month of June, so it's much better than what we have seen in the past. Looking at the different sectors of the economy, leisure and hospitality sectors added about 75,000 jobs. Employment in professional business and services rose 53,000 jobs in June. Retail trade added 37,000 jobs in June. Healthcare added 20,000 jobs. Financial activities added 17,000 jobs. But our federal government actually decreased the amount of jobs it had on its payrolls. They lost 5,000 jobs. And in jobs in mining and logging, construction, manufacturing, transportation, warehousing, that showed very little change for the previous month. Our unemployment rate stands officially right now at 7.6%, which that has not changed from the previous month. What is very interesting, if you look down into the educational criteria on unemployment, if you have less than high school diploma, chances are 10.7% of y'all are unemployed. If you just have a high school degree, unemployment rate for those people are 7.6%. If you have some college degree or associate degree, unemployment rate for that group of people is 6.4%. If you have a bachelor's degree or higher, unemployment rate for that sector is 3.9%. So you can see the value of an education there. Now, as far as the markets go, it is actually a very, very quiet day besides this unemployment rate. The markets have been up all morning, even before this data came out. And that was mainly because the European Union came out and said they are going to keep interest rates low for an extended period of time, just like we have been doing in the United States for quite some time. But after this report came out, the markets have surged even more. I mean, you can expect this market to open up around 150 to 200 points on the positive side. Now, as far as individual companies go out there, there's not much news on individual stocks, except we did hear from International Speedway for those people who love Daytona. That company came out and reported a profit that was in line with expectations. They reported about 50 cents a share, and Wall Street was looking for 50 cents a share. But the revenue was a little bit light. They reported $182 million in revenue. I'm sorry, $178 million in revenue for the quarter, and Wall Street was looking for $182 million for the quarter. That stock is down a little bit, but still that stock is up 36% in the past 6 months. Now, so far, this market has just been on a tear for the whole year. The past month's been kind of slow, but still the Dow is up over 13% for the year, and after today, it could be up a whole lot more.
Sure sounds like it, and the skyrockets are still flying. That market, by the end of today, could be even up even more.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That is a good way to put it. But we'll see. It's usually a quiet day after the 4th of July. A lot of people are still on vacation, so there's usually not a lot of stuff that happens.
All right, Mark. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Mark Myers with Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call him at 479-782-2527, or you can email Mark at mmyers@sternagee.com.